Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Hey, I was wondering time. We use your Hey, I was wondering, track you down and get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs. You know, Violetta keeps track of all of our social media and snagged one off of Facebook.
Yeah.
We get DM'd on this one?
Yeah, we get messages. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. DM's more like Instagram, but yeah, we get them. Yeah. Slide in there.
We got FMs, Facebook messages.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, says Lisa on Facebook, where we don't get DM'd.
Oh, my God.
I was wondering. Yeah. I listened to several Cubs games this weekend, and the audience noise caught my attention. Seems like several different combinations. Who determines the crowd noise, and have they ever used the wrong canned crowd reaction?
Oh, great question!
Look at how excited you are. My God.
Instead of a jeer for an out, did they accidentally use cheers? Thanks, Lisa, not DMing you on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it still a direct message?
It is, but it's just Messenger. It's just sending a message.
It's direct to you.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, I guess. It's just more often than not, a DM is for Instagram. But yeah. I should have just let that go. You're right.
That's all right. I went by so excited about
Well, because this is so funny. This came up last night. I was watching the White Sox and the Twins in Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And so the Minnesota right fielder goes to catch a ball. In Minnesota, they play the cheering, thinking that he caught the ball, then he dropped it.
Oh.
So they hit the wrong button on the cheering thing in Minnesota last night, just like this question is asking. It's so perfect.
There you go. The timing is ideal.
Yeah.
As far as the Cubs games, I don't know who's in charge of the canned crowd reaction because, you know, there's nobody there.
Yeah.
But they want it to sound on the broadcast like, oh, man, we got a stadium full of 52,000 people. And I don't – probably somebody at the network, right, at the marquee network probably is hitting buttons in a studio somewhere.
You know, the funny thing is I believe they actually play the fake crowd noise in the stadium.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask. Is it just on TV or is it for the players as well?
I think it's in the actual stadium too.
If that's the case, then what about the storyline when the Cubs and the Reds were fighting and the Reds and the Cubs both came out and said, with no crowd here, we can now hear everything. We can hear, you know, the guy in the end of the dugout talking in a normal voice. We can hear him in the other dugout.
Right.
If they were playing the crowd noise in there, do they not have it turned up loud enough?
They may not have. Maybe your fake crowd noise still can't compete with the actual din of 40,000 people in terms of drowning out guys yelling.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking.
You wonder when it would be normally quiet at a game, and you hear like the ambient noise of just people talking and that kind of thing. If they're playing that during the quiet time.
Yeah, just like a low murmur.
It'd be really... really a pain in the ass to play a game with nothing but people cheering the whole time. Right? Yeah. I mean, you're in the middle of, you know, just scratching yourself and the place is going crazy.
Right.
That would be weird. Does anybody know for certain, 312-233-1019, have you watched a broadcast and Len Casper has explained it to you? Like, everything you're hearing, I'm actually pressing the button up here. Maybe Len does it.
Maybe. Yeah. That'd be a good little, get him to do everything.
When Ian Happ hits a single to put the Cubs in the lead in extra innings.
Yeah.
You know, there you go. Maybe Len Casper hits the button.
Sure.
And what are they, like, tagged under, you think? Like, heavy cheers.
Yeah, really
cheers.
Exciting cheers. Oh, that sucked.
It's amazing how accurate they sound most of the time. Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
I wonder if they have them labeled like, this is a first base cheer. This is a double cheer. Like, they,
could
so
be.
That, you know, so that
a
way they're easy.
A first base cheer. You mean a single?
Well, if they're going just to first base, yes, a single. Whatever.
A first base. A three base cheer.
Yeah. Home run cheer.
Lisa, we'll try to find out, and thank you for not direct messaging us on Facebook.
Just Messenger.
Yeah, thanks for just a regular message to us on Facebook. That probably went through six different people before it got directly to us.
Indirect.
Yep, thanks for the DMs.
Yeah, Dua Lipa talking to Elle Magazine, mentioning she loves her eyebrows. When I look in the mirror, I see good brows. They come from my dad's side of the family. My mom never let me pluck them, even when they were growing to my eyelids.
Smart mom.
Well, now I can get through the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I know that. When you look in the mirror, you see blank. 312-233-1019. When you look in the mirror, Bill, you see...
Perfection.
Oh, well,
good job,
look
Bill.
At you.
Kathy, when you look in the mirror, you see...
strength and courage.
Strength and courage.
Oh my God, yes, so inspiring.
A lot of positivity.
Wow. Here. Wow. I like it.
Positivity until this. At number three, Kim, when you look in the mirror, you see. Kim?
I see wrinkles.
Wrinkles. Ah. Of course you do. All right. Hey there, Maria. When you look in the mirror, you see.
My mother.
My mother.
Yeah. Oh.
Very funny mirror. And finally, in at number one, Tanya gets up, looks in the mirror, and sees what?
An exhausted school principal who's still going to smile and encourage her teachers.
Look at that.
Oh, boy. I feel for all of you right
now.
You doing
in-person learning there, Tanya?
No, we're doing remote right now, but we're starting to plan our return.
All right. And are you an elementary, middle school, high school principal?
Elementary.
Oh, boy. How's that going? Yeah. How smoothly is that just rolling out?
It could be smoother, but we're trying to stay positive.
There you go.
I have to ask you a question. How many emails do you get a day? If you were to just guess.
Oh, gosh. I'm sitting at about 90 emails right now, but I probably get about that many each day. I'm trying to wean them down. It's so hard.
Right.
Oh, right. I thought it'd even be
more. Just a little delete button. Just boom, 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 boom. They're all gone.
Can you answer them?
There you go. Painless.
No, I try to answer everyone.
Well, you're very responsible that way. 5 moments to give Chicagoans anxiety, number one being, or number five, however you want to count them, spending the entire month of October just waiting for the temperature to drop.
Right.
That's me.
Is it?
It is.
Is it going to be cold today?
It is. And when I see like a week where we don't get out of the 40s, that's where I just go, all right.
Really?
This is the beginning of the end.
See, I feel like I get that more in November than October.
Well, this is 5 moments to give Chicagoans anxiety. You must not be a true Chicagoan.
I guess I'm not. Ah,
hearing the rustling in the alley trash can.
Sure. You know, because
sometimes... You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rats.
Things bite through and get in.
Yep.
I always kick the can before I open the lid. So
a raccoon jumps out or
something? Yeah, whatever's in there gets scared and does it before I pop open the lid.
That does make sense.
Yeah.
Number three, when you end up at a cash-only bar with no ATM.
Oh, man, that's
giving
not
Chicagoans
fair.
Anxiety.
Shouldn't be able to do that.
Although what gives me anxiety is ending up at a bar with an ATM, because the ATM, I won't use it. I am certain those things are just
scamming
riddled with
you.
People scamming me.
Yeah. There's 100 different languages. Which one would you like? I'm like, I don't know. Why are you giving me so
many
options?
Well, yeah, you ask for like, $40, and then there's a fee of 100 to get your 40.
I know.
Well, yeah, also,
right?
they're reading your swipe.
For sure. Number four, forgetting to move your car before street sweeping.
I just got a ticket for that.
Yeah, did you really?
Yeah, and I paid it right away so it doesn't double.
Well, didn't you not pay tickets for like a year? And then your sister got your car towed?
I got a boot.
You know, you got booted, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that was horrible.
And finally, number five of the 5 moments that give Chicagoans anxiety. Spotting the flash of the red light camera.
Okay.
Terrible.
That is by far the worst.
That is the worst.
And you're hoping it's the guy behind you. God, I hope it's him, not me.
And there's a spot where they get you for right on red.
Mm.
And I've gotten two of them. And it really is, if you don't come to a complete stop and wait like 3 seconds and then go, they get you.
I've had that too. And then the first time that happened, I showed up for the ticket instead of just paying it. Because I wanted to
fight it. You went to court?
Yeah. I tried to fight it because at that same particular intersection, on one side, they'd have a sign, and then the other side, to make the right turn, they didn't have the sign.
What sign are you talking about?
The sign of, like,
no turn on red?
Yeah, and you can make a right turn if you make a complete stop. But they had it going east, but they didn't have it going west. And I just thought that was weird, so I thought I had an argument there.
And did you win?
No.
Oh.
I don't even know what your argument was.
What? I thought that was crystal clear.
Well, at least you tried.
Was it on the side? Was on the side where you were?
Well, people going that way get to do it. Why? I'm going the opposite way. Why can't I? That's because you're going the opposite way, and there's a.
Well, I feel like the one side warned you, like you need to make a complete stop and you can go, and the other side didn't warn you.
But it's the
road.
That's
like saying, you know, the intersection. The intersection two down, they warned me, but they didn't warn me at this one. So
it was the same intersection, just different direction.
Yeah.
I don't like that they didn't have the same sign on both sides.
Sorry. And so Ed Sheeran and Cherry Seaborn may have conceived their daughter during a trip to Antarctica 9 months ago. The couple took a boat tour of the continent, and now that's her middle name, the baby. We'll find out. Anybody listening who also named your kid after where they were conceived or you are the kid? Hi, Larry.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Larry, these are your kids or your parents did
my
something
daughter.
To you?
Okay. My daughter, 31 now.
Okay. And she's named what?
Marley.
Okay, Marley. And how is that? How does that work?
We're walking down the beach in Jamaica on our honeymoon. Jamaican kid comes up, gives a little top souvenir, says, name the kid a good Jamaican name. No idea she was pregnant, so we got that.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
So Bob Marley, Jamaica, conceived now. I see what you've got, Adam.
Okay. That's cute.
312-233-1019. Hi, Cassie.
Hi.
You named or your kid?
Our daughter, yes.
Okay, named after where she was conceived, how?
Well, she was conceived in Tennessee. I didn't want to name her Tennessee, so we found a town in Tennessee that we liked the name of, and we named her Finley.
Finley.
Oh, that's a cute name.
That's really cute.
Now, was she conceived in Finley, or you just randomly went to the map and selected a town?
Yes. No, we randomly selected the name in Tennessee. Just any town in Tennessee that we like the name of.
Gotcha.
Does your daughter know that she's named, that's where she was conceived?
God, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
She's a little Murfreesboro, Tennessee. She's adorable. Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
Your daughter is named?
Kendall. We were in Kendall County at the time.
Out there in Yorkville.
Okay.
Yeah, could have named her Yorkville, maybe, right?
We could have named her Grundy.
Grundy, yeah. Yeah, down there in Morris, where my dad lives.
True, but Kendall is cuter.
Hi there. With apologies to any Grundys that might be listening.
Okay.
Hi, Marielle.
I think you're safe.
Yeah.
Hello.
Your daughter is named?
Her name is London.
London?
Yeah.
Pretty clear what happened there.
Well, here's the thing. So my husband and I didn't conceive her in London, but we met on a study abroad trip when we were in college.
Uh-huh.
And a year later, she was conceived. So we thought it would be an awesome idea to name her after the place we met.
Right.
Okay,
as opposed to the place she was conceived, Chevy. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
So I personally don't have kids myself, but I am a teacher, and my first year teaching, I had a student named Ramada after the Ramada Inn, and her sister's name was Hilton.
Her sister is Hilton, and she's Ramada.
Oh, that is not.
And their little brother,
right.
Red Roof.
Oh, my God.
That is adorable. What? Melissa, how old is your son?
He's 9.
Do you have any nice stuff?
Not too much.
Not
Those
too much.
Are usually up on a shelf or, in a bookcase.
Yeah. You have, like, a nice table? Not really?
Not really very
How about couch?
Nice.
Nice couch? Not really?
Well, I actually bought a leather couch just for the reason of a child, because if they spill it, you can wipe it up.
Right.
Dark brown.
Right.
So that can't be stained.
Right.
So that was intentional.
Okay. When, Jen, what is the age the kid has to be before he can have nice things again?
Oh, I say 20.
20?
20. That's so
hard.
Why is that? Why did you settle on 20?
Well, the son just left the house and destroyed carpets and walls.
Right.
By moving furniture.
Right.
And the daughter had a kitten and the makeup on the rug.
That's a disaster.
Yeah, makeup.
Right.
Yeah.
See? Gone is the answer.
Yeah. By the way, Violetta, when I got my first condo, true story.
Yeah.
I got a white carpeting as well.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be ruined.
Oh. Well, I already had a friend. A friend already threw up on part of it.
Oh,
why am I not
no.
surprised? Hey, Don.
Yeah.
At what age does a kid have to be before he can have nice things again?
Never.
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 You never get nice things ever again.
No, because as the kids start to move out, they bring something back with them called grandkids, and it starts all over again.
Oh, my
God.
Boy. Man, look at that. Never.
Yep.
Wow.
That's why I'm moving with no forwarding address. You'll never find me. And you know that's true, Melissa.
What?
You'll never find me.
Okay.
When I move.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
I'm gone. Here's a fact you don't need, but you'll remember forever.
Oh.
How much money in toilet paper do you think Americans flush over their lifetime?
Ooh, oh, my God.
Over their lifetime?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, is toilet paper still hard to get in the grocery store? I haven't noticed it being a problem.
I think it's gotten better.
Much better.
The average American will flush... From a cost perspective, how much toilet paper in their lifetime? Post Malone strikes me as a heavy user of this, too.
He skews the average.
Like he's really rolling around his hand.
He's got
like
a roll
he'll go through a roll like 2 visits.
Oh, my gosh.
Anybody?
$48,615,
oh,
Eric.
Oh, that's super
no,
specific.
No, I'm sorry. You're
too
way
cheap.
Over. You're
way over. I'm way over. Okay.
$21,500.
Wow,
really?
Okay. You're way over.
I'm going to go $12,000.
You're way over.
Really?
Oh.
Not really. $11,198 worth of toilet paper. I would agree. That sounds low.
It sounds low.
Over
a
lifetime?
Whole life?
No.
Well, you're not
sense.
Buying it as a kid, though.
$6 times 2 times 12 times 90 comes out to $12,000.
What are you doing?
Math.
what was that? $6.
I think it's like $6.
Times 12. What is 12?
No, times 2. So for the month, because you got to you normally buy toilet
you
paper two times a week. I mean, once every 2 weeks.
You might, but the family of five does not.
Oh. Yeah, I just buy it like every other week, so.
You need to eat more. $11,198 right down the toilet. Also, it says here, the average respondent uses 159 rolls of toilet paper. It's got to be higher than that. 145 rolls of paper towels. 118
There's
disposable
no way.
Razors. Oh, that's annually. Thank God.
Oh,
annually.
I was going to say, that is not possible.
Annually.
Okay.
118 disposable razors, 145 rolls of paper towels, and 159 rolls of toilet paper. Violetta, by her math, uses about 7 a month.
No. You always have to use baby wipes. Is that what you're talking about?
When did the word baby wipes come up?
Wet wipes. Aren't you talking about wet wipes?
Toilet paper.
Yeah, I know, but then you turned it into wet wipes too, right?
I never
said
the word wet wipes.
He said paper towel. Oh, he was doing paper towel.
Okay, yeah, whatever you say.
Is there a second show? Seriously, this happens about every other day.
There's a bunch of new buttons
either
in
Melissa
here.
Either Melissa or Violetta says, weren't you just talking about something? Like,
you know,
in the middle of a conversation that never even came up.
I think they just put new buttons in there. You can listen to one of the other radio stations if you want to. Maybe Violetta's headphones are plugged into that.
I was thinking
to the
about
oldie
the bathroom
station?
Process. You know, baby wipes are a part
of
that.
Do you guys, like, when we have a topic, I'm asking in all honesty. I'm
what?
Asking in all honesty. What? This is an honest question that I really, truly would love the answer to.
Okay.
When we throw, or I throw something out,
mm-hmm.
and you start thinking about it.
Yep.
Do your ears turn off and you can't hear the conversation anymore? You know how, like, people, like it just shuts down. Like, you're so up thinking in your head that you no longer can hear.
I actually do think I don't think it's on a regular basis.
Right.
But I do think sometimes then you start visualizing and thinking something else, and then it's trying to do the two things at once, and we know that that doesn't work.
Right.
You can't multitask.
Right.
So your mind goes to, like, what you're actually thinking about while you're still going, wah, wah, wah. You know?
Sorry, I stopped listening to you there. The scents that drive men wild.
Hmm.
What's number one? 312-233-1019. Like, Melissa, what do you smell like?
I probably just smell like coffee.
Like, you know, what's your scent? You know, what do you...
I only just use shampoo and conditioner. I never wear perfume.
Shampoo. All right. Melissa smells like what kind of shampoo? What is the fragrance of it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So probably like Blossoms.
Blossoms. Also a great show in the 80s.
Yeah. Not like Mayim Bialik.
Yeah.
Mayim Bialik, who was on the
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Violetta, what do you smell like?
Lately, I've been using Philosophy Ballet Slipper. It's kind of like light roses.
Philosophy Ballet Slipper.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I've never even heard of that.
It's very delicate, the scent. I don't like too potent.
Of course it is, as are you.
Well, I like a rose.
312-233-1019. The number one scent that drives men wild, I said, I believe is a fruit, but you might get some pushback on that. By the way, our very first caller got it.
Really?
You guys struggled with it. We got it right out of the gate. Tell them, Sandy.
Okay. Coconut.
There it is, right there. Coconut.
Coconut?
Okay. Coconut.
What?
Yep, coconut is the number one scent that will drive a man wild. Something with a light coconut scent to it.
Do you agree with that?
Not really, but I'm, you know, it's,
well,
nobody asked me.
Could that smell a little bit like the beach? Like it gives
bit,
you that
which
beach
I believe
feeling?
Kramer wore.
Yeah.
Well, that was actually called the beach. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. What did you think it was? Because both of you thought it was something that you were afraid to say.
You want to go?
Tomato.
Me too. That's
tomato.
What I was saying. Yeah, the fruit vegetable controversy thing.
Exactly.
Coconut. Botanically speaking, a coconut is a fibrous one-seeded drupe, as am I. also known as a dry droop. However, when using loose definitions, the coconut can be all three: a fruit, a nut, and a seed.
Yeah, just like you.
Just like me.
Yes.
Other scents that drive men wild at number two: Tommy Girl lotion and Coco by Coco Chanel.
Yes.
Right after coconut. Coconut to cocoa. Mm. Number three is citrus.
Yes. Mm. Happy by Clinique has a really good citrus scent.
Fantastic. Number four, Whip loves it. Vanilla, Miley Cyrus.
I like it.
Number five, Light Blue by Dolce & Gabbana. Mm. Number six, Jardin sur le Nil by Hermès.
Oh, don't my God. What's you did that so well.
I don't know what it is. It's
I want to know,
good.
Like, the explanation. I want to know what it smells
the
like.
Notes,
I don't know.
Flavor.
Yeah.
Couldn't really tell you. Number seven, Burberry Brit. Mm. Number eight, lavender. You might want to switch to a lavender shampoo.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I soak in.
Number nine, Chanel number five.
Classic scent.
And number 10, Cool Water.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that, too.
That's at Walgreens, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where
it's the scents that drive men wild. ladies, 312-233-1019. It's a simple question. What do you want your man to smell like?
Oh, yes.
Coconuts?
Oh.
Chanel number five?
Yeah, I have
He better
one.
Not smell like
I love
Engine
it.
Grease? What do you want him to smell like? You want your man to smell like what?
Yeah. Pancakes.
Pancakes.
Lilacs and beer. They're my
what
two
kind of, What kind of man smells
smells
like lilacs and beer?
I don't know. Those are my two favorite
Joe,
smells.
Can you pass the Bud Light and some of that lilac lotion?
I would go nuts.
Post right. Malone's got half of that, I bet.
Yep. We're listing the 10 scents that drive men wild. Citrus, vanilla, lavender, Burberry Brit. Jardin sur le Nil by Hermès, whatever that is. Melissa wants her man to smell like Bud Light and lilacs.
Yeah, I love the smell of those two things. They're one of my favorites.
You like when your man smells like beer?
I do.
Your man smells like what, Sue?
Coast, fresh out of the shower.
Coast, the soap.
Oh, yeah.
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 All right.
Is that a bar soap?
Coast. You could probably get everything in a bar or a liquid now, however you want it.
Classically, I think it's a bar soap, right?
It is a classic bar
soap.
A man who smells like Coast or a man who smells like what, Jen? Hi, Jen.
Dirty spray from Lush.
Dirty from Lush.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, my God. I've seen that in there.
What does dirty from Lush smell like? Mud? What is that?
No, it is a good smell. And you said all the girls in the office at work asked him about it, and you even had some guys ask him about it.
Right.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm. Dirty from Lush. Melissa's looking it up now. Is this one of those moments while I'm talking and you can't hear me anymore?
No, I can hear you.
Okay. Because you looked like you were all focused, and I'm thinking, she can't hear me now.
No, I hear you. Yeah. I got you on this one.
Eva, your man should smell like what?
I want my man to smell like wood.
Like wood. Like Home Depot. Like Lowe's.
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, like when you walk in there and you know that smell, the smell of wood.
Yeah. Yeah, you do smell it when you get to the wood section for sure.
Man who smells like wood. Ready for your tidbits?
Yes.
Bradley Cooper is caring for his elderly mom amid the coronavirus pandemic.
Oh, what a sweetie. That's
nice. His mom is 80 and she's moved in with Brad.
Oh. That's cute.
He's keeping track of her. Elsewhere around Hollywood, Jamie Foxx is going to start in a new Netflix series called Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's inspired by his own relationship with his daughter. This series is being directed by the same people who worked on Modern Family and Blackish.
That's going to be funny then.
I think so. TMZ says Joe Exotic is launching a new line of leopard print underpants that have his face across the fly.
Yeah.
From prison?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I didn't know you could do all that from prison.
Just a couple calls here and there, I guess.
Launch an underwear line?
Launching anything.
Certain he's got a old company that's doing it.
Disturbing.
I would guess, right?
Weird, yeah.
The collection will be released on September 7th, which is the 2-year anniversary of Joe's arrest.
Oh, wow. It's only been that long?
Yeah. Hmm. Let's talk tigers and ballsy tourists, as they're called.
Oh, no.
Ballsy tourist headline slammed for grabbing tiger by the family jewels for a zoo selfie.
What? People are nuts.
Yeah. A tourist outraged animal lovers after uploading a selfie of her brazenly holding a tiger's business at a Thai animal park. And I'm looking at the picture right now, and it is not right.
And the tiger didn't turn around and...
Like, bite her?
The tiger seems to just kind of be laying there going, what's up?
Oh, jeez.
Kind of does.
So confused.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
Yeah. Yep. Plus, I gotta be honest with you, a tiger is just a big show-off.
Wait, can I see the picture?
Of course you'd want to. There it is right there. She's got a hold of the business.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Flight delayed after two passengers brawl on the jet bridge during a boarding at LaGuardia.
Oh, yeah.
The whole world has gone backwards-ass crazy.
They are. Everywhere, too. Go ahead.
What were they fighting over?
The flight was delayed Sunday after two Delta passengers got into a fight on the jet bridge of the terminal at LaGuardia. The two people involved in the fight were recorded punching each other before one of the passengers throws the other to the floor where they continue to struggle. Aliyah is fighting, a woman at the airport is heard saying before she walks up to the fighting pair, yelling for them to stop. A man is also seen following close behind, seemingly to help break up the brawl. The incident took place Sunday. The bystander who took the video, passenger Destiny Davis, told the Daily Mail that the two were involved in a fight were either cousins or sisters.
Oh,
okay.
They just had had their nuff, as they say.
Family.
Crazy. Whip has done the Walmart story. The Walmart's going to be launching in...
Yeah, Walmart Plus.
Walmart Plus, much like Amazon Prime.
Exactly. Direct competitor, a little cheaper.
A man steals booze from Walmart by cycling through the store in Sholo, Arizona. Police arrested Scott Davis for stealing booze from Walmart. The 35-year-old rode his bicycle down the main aisle of the local store before crashing right into the alcohol display. Scott then stuffed a bottle of liquor down the front of his pants before cycling back out. Cops chased him and caught him at the nearby Home Depot.
Okay.
Wow.
Hold on to that one. Let's go to Germany for the next two stories on Tidbit Wednesday. You ready?
Yes.
German University, Melissa, this one's for you.
Okay.
Is offering $1,900 grants to people who want to do absolutely nothing.
Really?
I knew that would grab you.
So what do they have to... What are they giving back? What information are they giving back to get... paid?
Well, let me tell you, Melissa.
I'm so confused.
The University of Fine Arts in Hamburg is giving three people 1,900 grants they're calling idleness grants. The grant for doing nothing will be for active inactivity as the project studies lack of ambition for research towards an exhibition next year. So, like, we need three people that have no ambition whatsoever. We're going to study what huge losers you are how that affects
everybody. And get paid for it.
Elsewhere in Germany, a man cuts off his ears because he likes the skull look.
What a crazy man.
A man who only goes by the name Sandro, a.k.a. Mr. Skullface, has had 17 cosmetic surgeries in order to change his body. He has a forehead horn, facial piercing, and horseshoes embedded under his skin. Sandro has now decided it's time for the ears to go because he likes the skull look.
No.
Okay.
No.
And finally, on Tidbit Wednesday, from Germany to Austria, Arnold Schwarzenegger likes to work out to Taylor Swift music.
Really?
Specifically, the 73-year-old actor, in a new video that was just released by his son Patrick, shows the former governor of California working out to Taylor Swift's song Ready For It.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
Didn't his son date Taylor?
Did they?
Oh, no. I'm thinking of the Kennedy... Didn't she date a Kennedy?
I don't know. She dated everybody.
Yeah. Did she date that Eastwood guy?
I don't know. Old but not obsolete. T-bar rows are one of my favorite exercises. Here's some Monday motivation, Arnold captioned the video on his Twitter account. Patrick tweeted the tweet, retweeted it, and said, going crazy in the gym to Taylor Swift.
All right.
Love it. Keep it up. In case you didn't know, Patrick's second cousin, Connor, once dated Taylor. There you go. Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning Podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.